We'll go back to the talk lines. Patrick, you're up. What say you?
Yesterday evening,
Patrick?
I heard. Yes, sir. Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. I'm sorry. Yesterday evening, I heard Speaker of the House Mike Johnson say something to the effect that they were talking about providing money to the Americans in Los Angeles that are in need, but there's probably going to be some sort of concessions or conditions attached to it. And that didn't sit well with me because, as far as I'm concerned, what those people need right now is mercy, and mercy without conditions from the government to say, well, maybe, and no, they like need. In fact, let's look back at Hurricane Katrina. I think a lot of the Go Zone funds were basically like put through by the Congress at that point in time. And a lot of those early monies probably did not have any type of conditions attached to them. Even though this wasn't your real topic of the day, so to speak, I was just so disturbed by hearing that I wanted to call in and express it.
Well, actually, there were a lot of conditions attached to those dollars, and I know that intimately because I actually managed that for the sheriff's office. And in fact, it took years for us to close out Katrina. And what was the storm right after Katrina? My mind just went blank. Rita. We didn't close that out until 8, 9, 10 years later because of a lot of the requirements and strings that were put on by the federal government. The federal government is also limited by what they can do under the Stafford Act. And there are already requests to circumvent the Stafford Act to be able to get more money for these individuals. Now, part of the rub here, Patrick, is simply this. Did you know that under the current California state budget, Governor Newsom actually cut $5 million in spending on Cal Fire fuel reduction teams? These are the folks that go out there and help reduce the threat with the vegetative substances that are on in those canyons. Did you know that he cut $4 million from a forest legacy program aimed at encouraging good management practices from the local landowners around these cities? Did you know that he cut $28 million from funds provided to multiple state conservancies to increase wildfire resilience? In this most recent budget, did you know he cut $8 million from monitoring and research spending, which had largely been given to Cal Fire and California universities to address the challenges that we're seeing today? Did you know that he cut $3 million from funding for an interagency forest data hub? And did you also know that he cut $12 million from a home hardening pilot program designed to make homes more resilient to wildfires? And did you also know that he cut $46 million from a pilot program to develop carbon-negative hydrogen and or liquid fuel from the forest biomass that we know is very susceptible to fire coming from forest vegetation management within the California Sierra Nevada mountains, although that's well north of Los Angeles? So when people are provided this information about the priority or lack thereof by the leadership in California, I think it is totally appropriate for Speaker Mike Johnson and others and the entire Congress, before they start willy-nilly handing out money, that this state, understanding the threat that they have, that they've been fighting wildfires almost every year for the last 10 to 15 years, that maybe they might want to take it a little bit more seriously. Because that's exactly what the federal government did to us in the aftermath of Katrina and Rita relative to levee maintenance. And as a result, the leadership in this state responded. They retooled, re-engineered the levee protection system. They retooled, they re-engineered the governance of same. There were a number and series of practices that we were criticized for that were eliminated. The only reason I'm going through this exercise is that this is part of the process. And they're going to have to step up and answer these questions as to why are you cutting dollars from all of these critical activities relative to the management of practices, you know, of the forest program and everything else with state forests there, federal forests, California placing restrictions on the federal government to do controlled burn within the federal forestry and the like. We do that all the time here in the state of Louisiana, all the time. And it's why we don't have that many wildfires. We could do more and probably eliminate most of those. And meanwhile, California sits on $17 billion in reserves. It has a state rainy fund of $11 billion. And another $4.5 billion of special fund for economic uncertainties. So when you begin to put all of this data out there as to where they currently are, and they've already forecast their belief as to how they are going to manage and reduce and become more resilient to wildfires, actions speak louder than words. They can say what they want. But that is this budget that was just adopted, that were all the dollars that were cut from this budget relative to resilience to wildfires. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And the reality is they engage in these exercises. Why? Because they all know, well, we'll just get Big Daddy to pay for it, the federal government. And at some point in time, everybody, us included, I've said this before on this show, we need to step up and take what we do a little bit more seriously, because Big Daddy is not going to be there with the check in hand every time. We cannot have a beggar mentality. The most successful years of the economy in the state of Louisiana, and I know I'm going to upset a lot of people when I say this, has been in the aftermath of storms. Because of all the new money that was coming into this state, we cannot be a storm success related economy any longer. It's got to be from other activities, programs, policies that we put in place. And it's why the budget was healthy, even with the pandemic, because all of the money that came into the state of Louisiana. That can't be the only good years that we have. It just simply cannot be. Because we all want there to be a hiatus or a period of time where we don't have any of these storms. We're praying for it. You, me, and everybody else are paying, as it relates to insurance premiums. We're paying, right? But the state budget is healthy because we're paying. And I don't know about you, I'm tired of paying. You got to have successes other than in the aftermath of federal dollars that are flowing down here because of some natural disaster that we experience. So I think it's totally appropriate for the leadership in Congress, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, to ask these questions. Because actions speak louder than words. They obviously don't put a high priority in developing more resiliency to wildfires in their home state. Because it's so easy to just reach out across America and go inside the Beltway and ask for money. We'll be right back. Stay with us.